Hey there, overthinkers. It's your girl, Laura Bennett here, back with another dose of calm in the chaos. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, how can we possibly embrace our emotions when they feel like a runaway roller coaster? And trust me, I get it. We live in a world that often pushes us to push down those feelings, to bottle them up and pretend everything is sunshine and rainbows. But guess what? That doesn't actually work. In fact, ignoring your emotions is like ignoring a smoke alarm. It might seem quiet for a while, but eventually that stuff's going to build up and create a bigger mess. So today, we're diving deep into the art of embracing your emotions and validating those feelings. Because let's be real, every single one of us deserves to feel our feelings fully without judgment or shame. Okay, so here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this emotional roller coaster with a little more grace. First things first, recognize that all your feelings are valid. Ever felt like happy is the only emotion that's acceptable? Well, newsflash. Feeling sad, angry, frustrated, even downright grumpy, it's all part of being human. Remember, emotions aren't good or bad, they're just information. They're telling you something about yourself, your needs, and what's going on in your world. So instead of judging those feelings, try to understand them. Next up, give yourself permission to feel. This might sound simple, but it can be surprisingly hard. We often get caught up in trying to fix our feelings or push them away, but sometimes the best thing you can do is just acknowledge them and let them flow through you. Think of it like riding a wave, resist it, and you'll likely get knocked over. Go with the flow, and you'll reach calmer waters on the other side. Thirdly, find healthy ways to express your emotions. Bottling things up can lead to all sorts of problems down the road. So, what are some healthy outlets? Journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, exercise, creative expression, there are tons of options out there. Find what works for you and make it a regular practice. Number 4. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. We're all learning to navigate this emotional roller coaster, and it takes time and practice. Don't beat yourself up if you have a tough day or struggle with your feelings. Be patient, be compassionate, and remember that you're doing the best you can. And lastly, embrace the power of self-compassion. You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of berating yourself, you offer yourself a little understanding and support. That's self-compassion in action. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and care that you would offer a close friend. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. You're at work, and your boss just gave you a mountain of last-minute tasks. Instantly, your mind starts racing. How am I going to get this all done? This is impossible. You feel overwhelmed, stressed, and maybe even a little angry. Now, what do you do? Do you try to shove those feelings down and pretend everything is fine? Or do you acknowledge them? Maybe take a deep breath, say to yourself, this feels really overwhelming right now, and then brainstorm some strategies for tackling the workload. Remember, validating your feelings doesn't mean giving into them. It means acknowledging their existence and finding healthy ways to cope with them. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you embrace your emotions and validate those feelings. Remember, being human means feeling the full spectrum of emotions. And when you learn to accept and work with your feelings instead of against them, you'll unlock a whole new level of inner peace and strength. You're capable of amazing things, overthinkers. Don't let fear or self-doubt hold you back. Keep embracing those emotions, keep validating those feelings, and keep rocking this beautiful journey called life. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and most importantly, stay you. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little emotional encouragement. And if you enjoyed today's chat, leave a review and let me know what resonates with you. It helps other listeners find their way to overthinking detox. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.